The Kappa J Hood podcast is sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka. Check out the ESPN Chicago Games sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka at ESPNChicagoGames.com. Watch us compete against each other, share memories and laughs, all for charity. Tito's Handmade Vodka celebrates 25 years. Cheers to you, Chicago.
Cap J Hood.
Follow on Instagram at Cap J Hood.
This is ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Good morning. Welcome in. Cap and J Hood. Every morning, 7 to 10, right here on Chicago's home for sports, ESPN 1000, with David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood with you. Still to come on the program, we'll have worst weekends. Oh, it's an extended worst weekends because of Labor Day. Hope that you had a great holiday and back to work. And for some of you, back to school Tuesday. Glad you're aboard with us here until 10. Then we hand it over to Mike Greenberg and the Greeny Show. So I know Cap and I are excited that the NFL is back. Starts on Thursday. Little Rams, little Bills. But then it cranks up on Sunday at the lakefront with the Bears and the 49ers, Cap. And so coming into this thing, I have to look at it as a realistic Bears fan, not someone who thinks that he's smarter than the room, because that's not me. I'm a fan just like you're a fan as well. And ultimately, we could be able to look at the Bears and have a narrow focus on the Bears, have a focus on the NFC North, have a focus on the NFC and the entire National Football League. And more times than not, our favorite team is not in the mix in the playoffs or in the Super Bowl. But we know the formula to get there. And the formula is talent, in which the Bears have decided to pick a road. The road is for them to be able to look at this roster and say, we're going to find out in year one who can play and who can't, who's part of our future and who is not. And so I have no problem with that. But the idea that because there's change, that means it's going to be 11-12 win ball club, that's not the case. That is the equivalent of you going to the ballot box, voting for your favorite alderman, and the next day you go, well, I voted for him and that guy won or that woman won. How come the potholes are still in my neighborhood? Because change don't work that fast. And the same thing in the National Football League.
That is correct. And so everybody who looks at the roster the Bears are running out, I'm going to read you these numbers again. Ryan Poles, the day he was announced as the new GM, 77 players were under contract. 19 are left. That means 58 dudes. 58 dudes are on the street or playing for other teams. A lot of them really good players.
Yeah.
Allen Robinson, Khalil Mack, Akeem Hicks, and on and on. And some weren't very good and aren't in the league anymore. Okay. So then they signed 15 rookies to contracts that are on this roster. Some they drafted. Six are undrafted free agents. Some of those from other teams. Okay, so let's look at this. If you did not have a first-round pick, you did not spend appreciable money in free agency, you took Byron Pringle away from Kansas City where he struggled and had Patrick Mahomes as his quarterback, you took EQ Brown from Green Bay where he had Aaron Rodgers as his quarterback, didn't score a touchdown, why are we convinced that these dudes all of a sudden, many of whom undrafted players that are on this roster are all of a sudden going to help lead the Bears to 9, 10, 11 wins. I hope they do.
Yeah.
I don't see it.
No, I love the optimism because it's new and fresh. That doesn't necessarily mean that your team is going to be in the playoffs or a deep playoff run or the Super Bowl. If it happens, it's great. But all I know is that when I watch sports, the reason why teams win championships is because they spent wisely in free agency, they're very wise in the draft, and they are able to make that melting pot of talent, putting it together, and then you go from there. It's as simple as that. You cannot win without talent. Hoping and wishing is not a formula to win a Super Bowl in the National Football League. It's about talent.
Correct. So let's see this team on the field. Let's hope that they have unearthed some diamonds, whether that's Braxton Jones, a fifth-round pick in the left tackle spot. Maybe there is a couple of guys they claimed from other teams, like Alex Leatherwood, who get a rebirth and can develop into really good players.
Brother, he was a road grader. He was unbelievable at Alabama. Teams feared him on the other side of the line.
He went 17th good. In the first round for a reason. And no one, No one but the Bears put in a claim when he was put on waivers. Zero.
I know that gives you pause, right?
Well, that concerns me because the Raiders drafted him. A year later, they release him. They're on the hook for his contract. And all of a sudden, the Bears put in a claim. And no one else wanted him?
Well, Shay, you remember as a college football guy, like Leatherwood, along with the rest of those guys in the line for Alabama, were just animals. I mean, just huge difference-making players for Nick Saban's team.
Yeah, he was a beast. And that, again, part of that is you play on that offensive line at Alabama. You're playing with three or four offensive linemen who are also NFL players. You've probably got an NFL back. You've probably got an NFL quarterback. Life's kind of easy because the ball gets out fast because you've probably got two NFL wide receivers. So part of that is you have to evaluate in a vacuum instead of the situation he was in. And it seems like Vegas wasn't a good fit for him. But as a reclamation project, I don't hate it in Chicago.
I look at things, Cap, that I like or things that I know and things I'm not sure about with the Bears. One of the things I do know is that Eberflus comes in with HITS, H-I-T-S. And it's okay to have an acronym. I think it's very collegiate, but I understand that with this team, it's basically the basics, H-I-T-S. At least he comes into the door with something. The one thing I always like about coaches, organizations, what are you made of? What's your principles? So Eberflus comes in with H-I-T-S. It sounds collegiate. It sounds high school. But maybe for this team, just something that they can look at and say, if we get these four things happening for our team, we can increase our chances to win. I don't mind that.
I don't either. I don't. They said that with the Colts, it took time for them to buy in on the HITS principle. But once they did, their defense was pretty damn solid.
Mm-hmm.
Took the football away, which is the T in HITS. And I hope our guys have bought in more quickly. They just need more talent.
Yeah.
Who's getting to the quarterback besides Robert Quinn? Is that Travis Gibson? Who's the pressure coming up the middle?
Mm-hmm.
There is no Akeem Hicks there anymore. And I was reading an article over the weekend where people in Tampa are, this guy's unbelievable.
Yeah.
He's healthy. Akeem Hicks, oh my goodness, what an addition to the Tampa Bay Bucks. We didn't even call the dude. Didn't even call him.
Mm-mm.
And he wanted to stay.
Well, I mean, the thing is that Waddle chased him out of town. That's the reason why it happened.
He did.
I mean, Waddle, just a bad guy. I mean, here's a guy here that played for the team, the 85 Bears, Waddle. And here he is over there on his perch, sitting there pushing Akeem Hicks out of town. It's unbelievable.
Unbelievable to take shots at him.
For what reason?
Malign him.
Malign him. That's exactly what he did, Cap. He maligned him. That's exactly right.
He did.
Speaking of, it's a great segue because Cap asked about who's going to be able to get takeaways, make a difference on the defense. So Matt Eberflus talked about how can the defense be effective without takeaways?
Yeah, I think that your measurements on defense are always, we've had them forever, what the measurements are. You know, how good do you stop the run? You know, what is your average versus the pass? You know, how's your red zone defense, third down defense? You know, how do you take the ball away? And obviously the ultimate measure is scoring defense, and I think that when you do that, you'll have a pretty good squad at the end, but you only can play one game at a time. So this is our first game. It'll be a big challenge for us. There's a lot of good athletes on the other side of the ball that we have to defend, and it's going to be a big challenge for us.
Yeah, as Mark Potash wrote in the Sun-Times, the takeaways, 200 in 2018, 36. Only 53 the past three seasons. That's 28th in the National Football League. It went from 19 to 18 to 16. And the one thing that we always knew every season, Cap, season starts, all right, defense is going to be solid. You never have to – it was never a talking point. For every Bears season, that defense is going to be fine. What are we going to do offensively? How are you going to put points on the board? But now you have concerns on both sides of the football. You have concerns, not negatives. You have question marks on both sides of the football, including the defense, which for years, especially under Lovey, really didn't have to worry about it.
And they're going to play like a Lovey Smith team. Ball on the ground, doesn't matter if it's an incomplete pass. Mm-hmm. We're going to pick up every loose ball. I never understood why they got away from that. Remember in the Packer game, I think it was Tressman was the coach at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody scooped up a ball and ran it in for the Packers.
Yeah.
And it was a live ball, and they got a touchdown out of it. And I remember on Lovey's teams, that never happened. I wasn't the biggest Lovey guy.
Yeah.
but they were a well-coached defensive football team.
Yes.
100%.
So, to me, the hits principle is something that I think I know about the Bears. I also know that the running game is going to be productive. Montgomery or Herbert, hopefully that's not the strength of the team. If the running game is just the strength of the team, then you're in trouble. Because now you're looking at 1983 football.
They're going to have to run the ball more than they probably want to, simply because they don't have the weaponry for Justin to be able to spread it around the field.
Mm-hmm.
And when you can run the football, man, you can be successful. Run the ball, play good defense, opportunistic in the passing game. That's the way, their formula.
That ain't Walter back there, though. That ain't even Thomas Jones.
No, but David Montgomery's pretty damn solid.
Is that Matt Forte back there? Better?
Wow.
You all right?
I don't know if I would say better, because Matt Forte, and I'm not the biggest Matt Forte guy, mm-hmm. he was a damn good football player. And I don't think David can catch the football like Matt Forte.
See, that's the thing. Is that Raymond Harris back there? I mean, that matters. Like, I think they're going to run the football effectively, but if that's all that the Bears do, that's no good. Someone has to emerge besides Mooney and maybe Komet in the receiving core.
You would hope.
Someone has to emerge. Yeah.
You would hope. And I look at it, and again, I picked them 5-12. That's where I'm at. And I'm hoping they have a really high draft pick, but that Justin has a good enough season and is healthy enough that they go, that's our guy going forward. So, then I'm trading back.
So, Shane, let's open the phone lines at 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776 is our phone number. We want to know from you, what do you know about the Chicago Bears? Or what is it that you don't know about the Bears? Cap and I are giving our list of things that, question mark or bore for sure. I'm looking forward to seeing this. If you're a Bears fan, we want to hear from you. Worst weekends at 9:35. All part of a busy Tuesday on Cap and Jay Hood.
Cap Jay Hood.
Follow on Instagram at Cap Jay Hood.
This is ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app. Greeny comes your way at 10 o'clock, followed by Carmen Yurko from 12 to 2, Waddle and Sylvie at 2. It'll be Bleck and Abdallah with the Abdallah Solo Show from 6 to 8, right into White Sox baseball. They take on the Seattle Mariners right here on the home of the White Sox, ESPN 1000. If you're just joining us, we're talking to you about the Bears. If you're a Bears fan, you can answer this question. What don't you know about the Bears? What do you know about the Bears? Cap and I want to get your thoughts. 312-332-3776.
What don't we know about the Bears? There are a couple of key questions that I want to see answered. Braxton Jones had a very good camp. He's a rookie starting at left tackle. He was a fifth-round pick. Not exactly where you normally find your opening day starter at left tackle on a team people think can win 8-9 football games. I hope to goodness they unearth a diamond.
Mm-hmm.
When that dude can play. I hope that's right.
Me too.
If he can, and if Borum and Jenkins are good players, that is another good thing we're going to find out.
What were you saying earlier? You found out some information regarding what could happen with the offensive line. Is Tevin Jenkins the odd man out?
Well, no. What I was reading this morning is, so Lucas Patrick is back at practice. Ryan Poles came out and said, how about Mustafa? He's had a great camp. He's been very impressed with the improvements he's made. Well, if you leave Mustafa at center, who's playing guard? And where's Lucas Patrick going? You didn't sign him away from Green Bay to be a backup. So if you're going to leave Mustafa at center, does Lucas Patrick then go to right guard is the question, which would push Tevin Jenkins to the bench. Or does Mustafa go to the bench as a swing guy and Lucas Patrick at center? And is his thumb healthy enough after surgery to be snapping?
You know, Cap, nobody cares about the swing tackle.
That's correct.
Except,
but we're talking swing guard.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, it's, I beg
swing guard center.
Okay, that's okay. But the swing tackle, nobody cares about
nobody
that.
Cares.
Okay, how about Eberflus? Give me 6 seconds of your time about what you're talking about. Could Patrick's return affect the line combos? Listen,
it could potentially do that. Yep, we'll have to see where he is, and we'll assess that as we go. It'll be a Wednesday, Thursday assessment, and then go from there.
Hmm.
There you go.
Still in the air.
still in the air. How is his thumb? He's coming off a surgery. Can he snap every single offensive play and then fire out the block?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it better off if he's taped up club-like and he's playing guard? And if he's at guard, Cody Whitehair is not going to the bench.
Right.
That means Tevin Jenkins.
An unhappy Tevin Jenkins.
He seems to be in a much better place. I'm not sure he's unhappy. I think he's in a much, much better place.
Well, he must have really played the system because, remember, this guy didn't even want to be part of the team. Wasn't out there practicing. He played it really well. He played like Roquan Smith did. Forget about preseason. I'll be ready when the bell rings on September 11th. Interesting.
Once they moved him to guard and then they gave him, probably the best thing that happened to him was the injury to Lucas Patrick. Got him opportunities to start at guard.
Yeah.
And he played well.
312-332-3776 is our phone number here on Cap and Jay Hood. Let's go to, there he is, James from Gurney is with us on Cap and Jay Hood. Good morning, James.
Good morning, fellas. So, yeah, I'm going to just kind of, so what I do know is that they're a more disciplined football team, which is, you know, they look much more professional. But what I don't know is this offensive line thing. I read that same article you read. It's just like and I know that's in flux and they want to put the five best guys out there, but I just feel like they should have some continuity, man. We're going, and the Braxton thing, he's going to get tested. He's going to have a big test. He might have his toughest test of his whole entire year on Sunday against Bosa, but we'll see. But having said that, I mean, as a club-handed Fitzpatrick, who's a good lineman, obviously professional, excellent football player, better than a healthy Tevin Jenkins, it's just like this, for them not to really make a decision publicly or say this is our starting five, I just think Kevin may be the odd man out, and it's like we need a little bit of continuity in this situation. I mean, if Fitzpatrick's not 100% healthy and he's got a club hand, let's just let him get healthy. Maybe, James, I don't know. James, I just feel like he's kind of the odd man out.
James, could you imagine having a club on your hand? For me, that'd be fatal.
Yeah, that'd I just don't understand. I mean, let's just...
Especially my right hand.
Yeah, and it's Patrick.
Yeah,
Lucas,
I know. I'm not very talented with my left hand either, but I can get it done.
Hey, man, have a good day. Appreciate your call, okay?
He said he would get it done with the other hand. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. Go ahead, JR.
I don't know. I've heard
like
that.
A new date.
It's called The Stranger.
Exactly. Exactly.
How'd you get in this room? Speaking of the left and right hand, here's Downtown Dean with us here on Cap and Jay. Good morning, Dean.
Yes, I can get it done with both, Jay Hood.
Club hand or not,
by the way, good morning. And by the way, speaking of, I had the opportunity to view Chris Black's Instagram page over the weekend and the pleasure of seeing a fantastic picture of him and his lovely wife. God bless America, and shout out to Blue Chew.
Oh, jeez. Wow. Go ahead,
what?
Dean.
What did I say? What did I see wrong?
What did I do wrong? What did I see wrong?
That's out of line. But I understand your point. How's things going at the gym?
Oh, you can tell I'm here because I'm a little bit more subdued. Yes, let all the callers that and Twitch chat know that I'm in good hands. I'm just finishing up here, so I don't care if I'm a little loud. The last time I called, it was in the beginning of the workout. I called to piggyback off what the other caller was saying. I think it's the number one thing we can point to is discipline from the amount of penalties that have been called. And I'm wondering, from your guys' expert opinion, is that more personnel? Like, is it the players or coaching? Is Eberflus more like a Tony D'Amato? Like, I'm not going to eat you lunch for that. Or do you think this is just the luck of the draw with the players, or are the coaches getting in their face, or the coaches more lenient? What do you guys think? Good to have you guys back and take that.
So I think it's a large part of coaching. And when you see a cleaner game day operation, you see less pre-snap penalties, you see less overall penalties, that speaks to coaching. Absolutely, 100%. How many times did we see the Bears couldn't get the play in on time, even out of timeouts? They had to take a timeout. They had to delay a game out of a timeout. We're not seeing that, but it was the preseason. Going to be totally different when Nick Bosa is lined up over Braxton Jones as opposed to some guy that might be working somewhere out of football right now.
Mm-hmm. I blame some of that whole thing of the miscommunication between the quarterback and the head coach or the coordinators on Soldier Field, though.
Why?
Oh, it's just a bad system there. I mean, sometimes it's like the wireless system. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. Missed call, that's what it was.
No shot.
You don't blame Soldier Field?
No.
You think that thing's wired up and ready to go, that there's no issues?
If you, even if you don't have the communications going, if your side goes out, we saw that happen to Nagy a couple times.
Yeah.
The other side has to shut theirs off.
Mm-hmm.
Just because theirs works and your lousy-ass equipment doesn't, you have to shut yours down. You still have to know, okay, what are we snapping the count on? Two? Okay. Then you don't jump off freaking a false start. We had so many false start penalties.
Yeah.
So many pre-snap motion penalties. Illegal formation, offense. Five men weren't lined up. I'm like, really?
Undisciplined.
Undisciplined. Mm-hmm. I think there's more discipline here. I think Downtown Dean is right.
Listening on the ESPN Chicago app is Nesby in Farmington Hills on ESPN 1000. Good morning, Nesby.
Hey, what's up, fellas? Just wanted to segue my way into it. Number one, this team is going to be a lot better, leaps and bounds better than last year. I got points, and I can tell you why. Number one, we had a cheeseburger fetcher that BS'd his way into being a head coach in the NFL. Coaching will be a totally night and day difference, as you will see if you haven't seen in preseason. Also, we're not leaving our left tackle out there going one-on-one with some of the league's best defensive ends. They will be chipped, blocked, double, triple team, whatever you got to do going up against the San Francisco 49ers. Also, what irks my soul is hearing everybody say, oh, the Bears don't have anybody. Who do they have? Who do they have? You know, we had a bunch of names the last two, 3 years. What the hell that gets? Right? Perfect example.
Not the right names. But, you know, not the right names, though. That's the only thing. Like, you can get talent, but you got to get the right talent that makes a difference for everybody exactly. On both sides of the football.
Exactly. But my thing is this. Who was Richard Sherman and Cam and all of them when they was out there in Seattle? Nobody knew who they were until they got opportunity. And now what Poles is doing with this squad, granted, it may be a bunch of guys that we don't know about, but there's something that they're giving here in Chicago is opportunity.
So what do you have for a record, Nesby? Nesby, tell me the record.
In all honesty, I think that they will compete for a wild card spot. I don't say they'll get it. I don't know if they'll get it or not, but they will compete.
So how many games? So you're saying what, 10 wins?
9 or 10.
Okay. I hope you're right, Nesby. I don't see it.
All right, Nesby. Glad you checked in. Appreciate your phone call. Coming up next, we have worst weekends and extended worst weekends because of Labor Day holiday. We'll give you that, and I'll take more of your phone calls as well. 312-332-3776 is our phone number. Danny's going to put money in your pocket momentarily on Cap and Jay Hood.
Cap Jay Hood.
Follow on Instagram at Cap Jay Hood.
This is ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Swept by the Pirates?
We can only ask or wonder that he is asking some departed relative for forgiveness for this atrocious performance.
Falling in an outhouse? Or maybe a dose of instant karma?
The evidence would lead me to believe that he did not break the plane before getting rid of the ball. And who knows what's going on inside that helmet?
It's time to find out who had the worst weekend on Cap and J-Hood.
Ah, the worst weekends right here on Kappa. You hit a staple. Usually every Monday at 9:35 Kappa, because of the extended weekend, we actually get an extra day for the worst weekends.
We get an extra day. That means more entries into worst weekends. And I love this segment. I think Snorling might have the winner in his cachet that he shared with us at the meeting. Mm-hmm. We're going to find out.
We got some good ones in here, boys.
All right, let's take a look.
I'm going to start with myself. This was more of a minor inconvenience, but it did sour my Friday evening. I was trying to settle in, trying to watch some college football.
Yeah.
And I ordered some food for myself from a delivery service. I will not name the app, but the driver stole my food.
What?
How do you know that?
Because he gets to the restaurant, I'm tracking the order, drives to my house, marks the food is delivered. I go outside. There's no food. Sometimes they get the address wrong, so I go down the street a little bit, look at the door next door, no food. Keep looking, no food. I double check. Did I put the right address in, or is this getting delivered in Michigan or wherever? No, I put the right address in. Everything's good. So I get connected. I call the guy. He picks up his phone. He goes, yeah, man, I got to the restaurant, and somebody had already taken your food. They just picked it up and left with it. Nobody confirmed it. I said, well, why didn't anyone tell me that? They could have made it again. He goes, I just wanted to drive to your house and mark the delivery because otherwise I don't get my tip.
Oh, my God.
That's awful.
What a bastard. Seriously?
Yes. So did you get it removed from your credit card?
Yeah, I got everything handled, but I was out on the food, and then here's this guy trying to pass off that he didn't take my... No, here's what happened. Yeah. You got in, you stole the food, you drove to my house, and you tried to steal the tip, too.
What was so delicious that you ordered?
I got a burrito.
I like that you were so hungry that you had to track your food like as it was
being brought to you. Everybody does that. That's a very normal thing.
I got a back snarling up here. We got sushi up in Wisconsin over the weekend.
Yeah.
My wife was making carnitas, pork tacos, and she puts it in the slow cooker.
Sure.
8 hours later, 8 hours, she opens up the slow cooker and it hadn't cooked.
Was it on?
She forgot to hit the correct button.
Oh, no.
And now it's dinner time and we got nothing.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's it. I went online, ordered some sushi, and I tracked the order. Yeah, they accepted it. Yep, they're making it. Yep, it's been picked up and right to the door. Bam, take that.
So it's more efficient service up there than it is around Snorling's neighborhood.
Correct.
Seems that way.
All right, so we will check that off as an option. What else happened this weekend?
Well, Scottie Pippen may have had a rough little weekend.
For heaven's sakes.
If you go ahead and pay attention to the news happening around that family. One, Marcus Jordan, son of Michael Jeffrey Jordan, was spotted on a double date with Larsa Pippen.
Oh, my God.
Okay, she's 48, he's 31. So not a horrific age difference.
That's not the story there.
But the story is that it's Scotty's ex-wife and Michael's kid. And you know Michael, Scotty's dead to him. He's made that clear.
Yes.
And Scotty fires on Michael at every opportunity.
So is
because I was like, you know what?
What?
I'm not going to my summer up.
Thanks, Scotty.
Get out of there, Scotty. Is this the revenge for Michael? Is this the Scott Burrell? Scott Burrell, Larsa Pippen, Larsa Pippen. So you think that Michael is signing off on this? You think he's good with this?
I think Michael deep down is laughing. Now, the question is, she hasn't commented, nor has Marcus. Were they on a date or just a bunch of friends that got together?
That's a date.
I don't think
there's any question about it. We're at our friend Gina's in the south suburbs, and I'm just going through my phone as they chit-chat and they talk about whatever, and I'm just seeing this blow up on my phone, first from TMZ, by the way.
Correct.
And the picture was there of Larsa Pippen and Marcus Jordan, you know, canoodling, as it used to be written in the Sun-Times, canoodling.
Yeah. Canoodling.
Was it Sneed? He used to write that, right?
Correct.
So they're canoodling.
Or cup.
Yeah, or cup, yeah. There are cups in it. There he is, canoodling, right? And I'm saying... And I bring it up, and all of a sudden, all the ladies in the room are just chit-chat like, she's not right. Is she some kind of pincushion? This ain't right. All this stuff. Or Marcus is wrong. She's too old for you. So for the next hour, this is the conversation at Gina's house, this whole thing of who's right and who's wrong. Well, I mean, from a guy's standpoint, and we've seen this over the last few months, the Jets quarterback.
Zach Wilson has been... the right word.
Canoodling? Here.
No.
Pound Town?
He's been horizontal with one of his mother's friends. His mother's best friend.
Now, hold on, JR. Now, can we just say
spending time with? Can we just do that?
No, because they could happen to be sitting in the same pew at church, JR.
Zach Wilson has been hanging out around her.
I'm sorry, what's that?
Excuse me?
He's playing what?
Just the tip, just for a second.
Is that what's happening? So you know how far it's going?
Yes.
I see. Just the tip, you say. Yes. It sounds like White Sox baseball.
Correct.
That's what it is. Just the tip.
They're trying to finish that off. We'll see.
Will they finish it off?
We're going to find out.
Okay.
I'm not ready to go there yet.
Billy coming round the mountain when she comes.
Something will be.
I need to know right now, JR, whether or not you feel that that's right for Marcus Jordan or not. Who's in the wrong, Larsa or Marcus?
I mean,
they're adults. They can do whatever they want.
Ah, that's ridiculous. Yeah, but the circumstances. You know that's a bad look.
You know there's an extra incentive there, too, right? I mean, he could go after any 48-year-old woman. He's going after Larsa Pippen. Interesting.
How do you know she didn't go after him?
Okay. Well, the other way around, right? She could go after any 31-year-old guy. She's going after Marcus Jordan, right? So what is happening here?
Well, I think we know what's happening here. I mean, they spent 45 minutes canoodling in a Miami eatery at some restaurant there. It was so funny from a guy's standpoint. We're like, yeah, Marcus, go ahead. Yeah, get yourself the cougar. Go ahead. Knock it out. But it is Larsa Pippen, though. Right? I mean, Larsa Pippen, right? Well, I'm just saying.
Well, and if the roles were reversed.
Shay, what's wrong with that?
If the roles were reversed.
Wait a minute,
right?
Shay. What's the matter? It's Larsa Pippen. I mean, she's been around the bend a few times.
Yeah, multiple.
So she cheated with Future. Was that Future? Is that the name?
Future.
Right?
She was with the married Malik Beasley.
Yeah. So she's been around a little bit.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, from a guy's standpoint, we look at it like, yeah. Yeah, go ahead. But from her standpoint, it's like, why are you doing that to that poor child?
He's not a child. He's 31.
That's the conversations I heard in the South Suburbs over the weekend when that happened. All right, so wow. That is a bad weekend for someone. For someone, it's a bad weekend. Scotty, maybe?
Probably Scotty
because
is having
I
worse
was fun. Like, you know what? I'm not going to f*** my summer up.
All right. What else happened this weekend?
We have, I don't know if you've seen this, the new upcoming highly anticipated movie Don't Worry, Darling is getting off to a rather rocky launch. There were rumors that Olivia Wilde, who directed it, was sleeping with Harry Styles, who starred in it during the making of the movie. It made one of the actresses, Florence Pugh, have to pick up some slack. Now the movie premiered. Chris Pine also stars in this.
Who?
And at the premiere...
Who's Chris Pine?
He's a well-known actor. He played Captain Kirk in the Star Trek reboots. He was he's done a lot of movies.
Never heard of him.
Okay. Anyway, he stars in this movie. They're all at the premiere at the Venice Film Festival. Uh-huh. And as Harry Styles is walking up to his seat, he spits in Chris Pine's lap, then sits down. Chris Pine stops clapping, and then the movie premieres to 39% on Rotten Tomatoes. So this is going wildly viral on Rotten Tomatoes or on Twitter because the movie stinks.
Yeah.
I'm offering up the entire cast as having the worst weekend.
Okay, I think that's fair. But you know what? As we come to know, and JR, you know this as well, sometimes when you have a bad movie, it becomes a cult favorite.
Right.
It's so bad, it's popular.
And any kind of publicity is good publicity. Even if it's bad, people go to flock to it just to see how bad it is.
Right. Like Draft Day. Go ahead.
Phenomenal movie.
What's that?
Phenomenal movie. What is the name of this movie again?
Don't Worry, Darling.
Never heard of it. Okay.
But you know what? Maybe
it, again, there, you can't watch TV for 20 minutes without seeing a commercial for it.
What? I don't watch TV.
They don't roll those on NBC Sports Chicago.
Yes.
There's only two channels at Cap's house.
I watched Notre Dame, Ohio State, some other college football, and I watched the White Sox or the Cubs through the MLB app where I don't get the commercials. Nothing.
Okay, then you're boring.
I have no idea what you're talking. Speak English.
All right. How about what's next?
An United Airlines flight was canceled after taxiing for 8.5 hours.
Oh, my God.
Eight and a half hours on the taxiway. Here's the rundown. It was about to begin its flight when inclement weather caused delays. After 3 hours of waiting on the tarmac to take off, the aircraft returned to the gate for its first time. Passengers were told, if you really need to go to the bathroom or stretch your legs, go ahead. But we prefer you don't, and we won't hesitate to leave you behind. They waited briefly. Then they returned to the tarmac to attempt to take off again, which was unsuccessful. They waited on the tarmac for another 3 hours until it didn't have enough fuel. Passengers got notified via the United app that their flight had been canceled, but the crew didn't, so they taxied for 2.5 more hours. Then the onboard crew clocked out of their schedules and the plane was out of fuel.
Okay, can I just say this about you? Can I share this? My partner's claustrophobic. There's no way that Cap stayed on that plane for 8 hours. There's no way.
Okay, so I could stay on a plane for that length of time. If it's going somewhere.
Yeah, I understand.
Like, I've flown to England or somewhere to Europe, or I'm going to Hawaii.
Yeah.
No problem. I can do it. I watch a movie on my iPad, take a little nap. I'm good. Sitting on the freaking runway, and I can't get off?
For 8 hours?
For 8 hours? No shot.
That would drive you crazy.
I think there's a law against that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would drive you crazy.
They would be getting sued.
No question about it.
No doubt.
8 hours in the same spot? No way.
Not happening.
A very sternly worded letter.
It does.
Is that it?
It does get a little worse. Passengers were only given, quote, a cup of water and a tiny packet of those Biscoff cookies during the entire 8.5 hour event.
Well, I don't expect a porterhouse dinner. I don't expect a steak there in that spot.
I'd be calling Flom over at Chicago. David, I'm stuck on a flight. Can you get me? Give me the fillet, the Cajun fillet. Let's go with the Nooski bacon, the shrimp cocktail, and the lobster salad with the champagne vinaigrette. Bring it on.
This is for the Kaplans, David Kaplan. Oh, this guy's got a steak coming in. I want that. Rah! Rah! So all of a sudden, people start going after you because you've got the steak.
I've got the Chicago Cut meal delivered to the runway.
Okay. Those people will be trying to tear at you. Sure, it's your meal, but because people will be hungry, they'll be tackling Flom.
Yes.
Telling you.
I do actually think it's a miracle. No, everybody got off this flight alive and healthy. That's a miracle. Somebody on that flight snapped. Like, there's no way you're on a standing still airplane for 8.5 hours and you don't snap.
So we want you to vote at ESPN 1000, the worst weekend. I think that might be my vote when I vote. Staying on a tarmac for 8 hours, Cap, I think I'm voting for that.
Yeah, 100%.
So at 100%. At ESPN 1000, we'll put the choices out there for you. Coming up next, a documentary that you must watch on the Cap and J-Hood Morning Show.
Cap J-Hood.
Follow on Instagram at Cap J-Hood.
This is ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Captain J-Hood on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app, where you can find the unnamed MMA podcast with Sherwood and Abdallah. Check it out if you are into the UFC or Bellator. Check it out, unnamed MMA podcast on the ESPN Chicago app. Cap, we always love to be able to suggest to our listeners, part of Cap and J-Hood Nation, things that people should be watching. Something that you hit me up on was Untold, the Untold series on Netflix. And it was regarding the Manti Te'o story.
Yep, two parts. And I watched it and encouraged you. I said, you got to watch this. We got to talk about it. So when the Manti Te'o story broke, and Deadspin broke it, Deadspin said the girlfriend that he's mourning, the same day he lost one of his grandparents, she doesn't exist. And Manti took a beating.
Yes.
That he was involved and that he was part of this scam to engender all this goodwill and sympathy. And it turned out he had no idea, and that there was a transgender person who was infatuated with him and had masqueraded by taking the picture of a beautiful girl and using it as the profile picture, and then contacting him, and they had so much in common, and he fell in love online, but had never met her, but had spoken to her on the phone and believed it was his girlfriend.
Yes.
But he was in the middle of the season, and then she dies. She never existed.
Which is an amazing story. We come to find out on the other side of that phone conversation or other side of that screen is Ronnie Renaya Tuiasosopo. And if you know that name, it's a great football name over the years. We've heard about the Tuiasosopos for years.
Correct.
Both sides of the football. Especially the quarterback that played for the Raiders, right? Marcus.
Correct. Marcus Tuiasosopo was a good player. Very good player.
So, I mean, I saw it when I was down and out, had to find stuff to watch. Cap, let me tell you something. It is a must-watch. It's two parts, but it just reminded me of some things from that time, where ESPN didn't do their homework either, right? They believed the story. They went with it. Deadspin was the one that cracked the news because they did their homework.
Correct. Deadspin cracked the story. Some people are down on Deadspin, how they handled it, because they believe it fed the narrative that Manti Te'o was somehow involved, and it turned out he was not. Mm-hmm. It cost him tens of millions of dollars.
Yeah.
He slid in the draft. It was all anyone wanted to talk about when they were interviewing him. And he comes off beautifully in this documentary about, hey, man, I was in the middle of chasing a Heisman and a national championship and getting ready for the NFL. And now this blows up and he has to deal with the repercussions.
So check it out. Untold, the story of Manti Te'o about Notre Dame great and former Chicago Bear, Manti Te'o.
And I also have another one for you to watch. Untold Operation Flagrant Foul, the Tim Donaghy story. You got to watch that one next.
I'm going to watch that next and report to you on that, too, because that was just amazing.
Yes.
The Chicago Cut, great Chicago Cut restaurant, presents the Cap and J-Hood Cut of the Day.
Yo.
Yes, it's boring, but it's a sport.
Oh!
Whatever.
Cut it.
It's not boring.
Okay, then you're boring.
All right, cut!
You were always on the Peyton train.
Correct.
What are you saying now?
They have cast their lot with Ryan Poles. They're not bringing in someone above him who's going to want, obviously, big say in personnel. That's never going to happen.
JR? Did he? Oh, jeez.
I'm not flipping.
Cap, you were always on the Peyton Manning.
Yes, before they hired Ryan Poles, I said bring him in.
But you just
turn that freaking stupid flipper thing and stick it up your you-know-what.
Hey!
Yo.
Yes, it's boring, but it's a sport.
Oh!
Whatever.
Cut it.
It's not boring.
Okay, then you're boring.
All right, cut!
Chicago Cut. Cut of the day.
Chicago Cut Steakhouse, my spot, and try the Newski Bacon. The shrimp cocktails off the chain, and the lobster salad with champagne vinaigrette.
Those I'm not even offended. Choices. I'm not. That's fine.
No, because you were 100% wrong.
Won't be the last time either.
You guys over there, you keep testing Cap. He's going to go back to Coach Cap. The Neanderthal gene will come out.
Yes.
Oh,
it
God.
Did.
You don't want that guy to come around. You don't want that guy.
Does it sound good on the air? I'm all for it.
You don't want that guy around.
That guy, man. He's that close.
Oh, yeah, I'm just telling you. Am I not warning them?
You better pack a lunch.
Okay.
Same for a long-haired dude upstairs.
Oh, jeez. Well, we thank you for being part of the program here on Cap and Jay. And our thanks to Albert Breer. Our thanks to Shay and Jay on the other side of the glass. Let's do this again tomorrow at 7.
Let's rock and roll. And we got to talk about the latest power rankings that are out. Where the beloved may stand. Have a great day, Hoodie.
Is the beloved the Steelers?
We'll get into that, too.
For David Kaplan, I'm Jonathan Hood. Thanks for listening to Cap and Jay Hood. And don't forget the podcast, the ESPN Chicago app. Check out the podcast right here on Chicago's Home for Sports. So long, everybody.
You know what? You just push the button.
Chicago.